opinion.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. So glad you all could be with us today. All right, so we were just talking about in the previous hour how about 4,000, I guess, occurrences occur where surgeons are making mistakes, operating on the wrong leg, leaving metal clips, sponges. That blows my mind. I mean, because I don't see that in my city. I mean, we have so many checks and balances. I remember when we were training. I'm shocked that 4,000 of these could occur here, but a study was released saying that. Now, another study has said that 2/3 of our generic drugs here in the U.S. have safety warning labels that are different than the equivalent brand names. And now we have inconsistencies with our generic drugs and the safety labels. I just would like somebody to get it right, please. They say these labels break U.S. FDA regulations that require generic drugs to carry warnings that are identical to those on the brand name drugs. Remember, generic drugs don't go through the same testing as the brand names do. The brand name drugs have to spend millions of dollars and months and years testing the drug and being approved with, you know, through the FDA. So a generic drug can't just say, oh, hey, here's my atorvastatin or here's, you know, generic Viagra. Sildenafil, and go with it. It's fine. They need to have the same warnings, and they're allowed to piggyback off of the brand name warnings. They are. All right? Not sure why they aren't getting their acts together. Researchers reviewed more than 9,000 product labels for more than 1,500 drugs listed on Daily Med, a website about drug labeling information that is maintained by the FDA and the U.S. National Library of Medicine. They say of more than 1,000 generic drugs, 68% had some discrepancies in their safety labeling. Most had small differences in their labels compared to brand name drugs. 9% had differences of more than 10 side effects. Will you guys get a clue? They say other labeling errors included out-of-date information, incomplete data, and in one case, information for another drug. According to the researchers at the Regan Streiff Institute in Indianapolis. They say physicians frequently use labeling information either directly or indirectly to make prescribing decisions. We need to know about side effects, drug interactions, and other safety issues. That's from Dr. Duke at Indiana State University School of Medicine. All right. So the study was published in the journal Pharmacoepidemiology. Spell that one backwards. And drug safety. They say the solution to the problem of labeling inconsistency may be centralizing listing of drug side effects, maintained independently of individual manufacturer labels. Drug labels would simply reference this common repository rather than attempting to maintain all the information within a single document. Then clinicians could just go to the main website for the most up-to-date safety information, regardless of the manufacturer. That may probably have to be a choice. You know, generics are going to be huge. With Obamacare now, which some of you consider a positive, you know, generics are going to be the mainstay of most of the insurance companies' formulary. And so companies that make generic are going to hopefully see a boom, whereas we're going to see pharmaceutical companies start to have a huge divot. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that do the research. Generic companies don't. Now, generic companies, though, are going to be a little competitive because, remember, for them to be generic, they sell the drug cheaper. Drugs are cheaper once they go generic, but if they have stiff competition, it's going to be interesting to see if generic prices go up. But they will be able to sell more volume because most of these companies now, these insurance companies, are going to be only allowing generic versions of the drug and not brand name. My only concern, though, is if the generic industry, all right, starts to boom, and there starts to be a lot of hoopla, a lot of excitement. There could also be a lot of confusion. We also want to make sure that nothing gets cut and nothing gets done half-assed if they start to notice an issue with their reimbursement. So when it comes to side effects, if the generic company isn't really doing their own research, then I think it kind of makes sense to have a centralized side effect data bank or profile, right? Hopefully that'll even allow generics to charge less, right, than going through the cost of doing their labels, etc. My only concern, though, is a generic is not identical to the brand. Remember, the generic medication has to have the main ingredient, the main active ingredient, but inactive ingredients may differ. And my concern is how are we being educated on the inactive ingredients of these drugs? Do the generics have to go into detail what their inactive ingredients are? And then what's going to force them to be consistent if they don't have to discuss, you know, if they don't have to deal with the labeling and it's in a central data bank? Now, many of you ask me, is there a difference between brand and generic? For many drugs, no. For many drugs, I don't notice a difference, but for some drugs, yeah. Or for some individuals. Like for the most part with thyroid, my thyroid patients, they do fine on the generic, but there's some who never stay consistent. And we believe the reason why they aren't staying consistent is because every month when they're filling their prescription, it's a different brand because they're generic. And so for many people, we will take, like our thyroid patients, for example, and we will say, you know, Synthroid only or Levoxil only, all right, brand name only. Because we, you know, we just, for some reason, if they do well on that brand name, then if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're just going to keep them there. And we notice that their levels are more steady. Because sometimes you could buy a lot this time and buy a lot another time and it doesn't seem to work. In fact, I'm noticing that with one of my diabetic patients. Everything was fine with her sugar. All of a sudden her sugar spiked. So she comes in, she goes, I must have an infection somewhere. And I go, what makes you think that? She goes, well, my sugar went up. So I'm like, good thinking. Let's check. So we looked for any sinus infection, lung infection, tooth infection, urinary infection, nothing. Can't find anything. The only thing different is over the last couple weeks, you know, she opened up a new bottle of her medication, her generic medication. Maybe it's from a different lot. Maybe it's a bad lot. So, now that we're going to more generics, we need to just remember what we're dealing with. They are not identical to brand name, and brand name drugs have a lot more supervision. But that's not to say that the generics have no place, have a huge place, and we're going to save a lot of money by being able to use them. But we just have to be a little bit more savvy and a little bit more attuned to something that could be different about them. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-273-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have an iPhone app now that's free. You can download the Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone. Let me know how it is. Rate it. Hope you like it. If you have any trouble downloading it, you can go to my website. We have links to the Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone, Android, and also on demand. Our show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. And then Sundays, that's Pacific time. Sundays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So please, please tune in when you can catch up on anything you missed. Okay, in the news today, it says state officials have fined 12 California hospitals $785,000 for mistakes that endangered patients, including a doctor's improper use of a surgical device that investigators say resulted in a patient's death. Three of the fines involved incidents, according to Fox News, where patients had objects left inside them after operations and had to go additional surgery. Other fines involved wrongly administered medications, the California Department of Public Health reported. Officials said the Kaiser Foundation Hospital in Oakland was fined $100,000 after a doctor failed to follow instruction on how to safely use a laser during surgery. State regulators said as a result, the patient suffered a vascular embolism and died. Another Kaiser Foundation hospital in San Diego was fined $75,000 after a doctor removed the wrong kidney from a patient during a surgery in late 2010. A state report said the loss of that elderly patient's only healthy kidney has left him suffering from chronic fatigue and depression. I would think it would also leave him suffering kidney issues as well. Kaiser said that all doctors using lasers at its Oakland hospital has received laser safety training, and in the wrong kidney case, doctors are required to confirm the proper surgical site by looking at CT scans. You'd think the fines for hospital in Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego, San Francisco, Tulare, Marin, Alameda, and Del Norte counties range from $10,000 to $100,000. I know, it's kind of scary. I mean, we were just talking about, you know, surgeons and 4,000, you know, errors a year. The last hour, you know, we talked about kind of how to protect yourself. You know, I told you, if you're worried about them cutting on the wrong part, get a permanent marker and draw on your body before you drive to the hospital. And draw on your body this one. If you're having a breast biopsy, point to the breast. Just big arrow. This one, if you think they're going to miss it because that breast is going to be covered, then on the other breast, say, not this one, wrong way. Right? Okay? You know, same thing with the leg. This shouldn't be happening. This really shouldn't be happening. I'm surprised. You know, it's amazing. I went in for my colonoscopy. Yes, you're going to hear about the colonoscopy again. And I can't tell you how many times they checked my name, date of birth, with me and the record. Right now, I mean, I only have one rectum. I really don't understand, you know, it's not like they're going to miss, you know, the rectum. I don't have two. But, boy, they were double-checking everything, and good for them. I mean, it was almost a little ridiculous. I'm like, yes, I'm Dahlia. Okay, it's me. You know, and I had kind of wanted to keep it a little bit on the down low until I left. You know, because when you wake up, you know, you wake up with all that gas and you know, I really didn't want people to know it was me, right? So I was trying to lay low, but I understood that they had to double check and recheck and triple check and quadruple check, you know, and they did. But I mean, boy, were they diligent in that. So it blows my mind that people are still chopping off the wrong leg. People are using the wrong, you know, cutting on the wrong patient and they're leaving things. I don't get it. Now, is it a fatigue issue? You know, are these doctors over-fatigued? You know, we were at a trucking conference, and some of the truckers were talking about how they have to be tested for sleep apnea and how it's expensive because they have to, you know, pay for the testing on their own, you know, on their own dime, and they're not allowed to operate a vehicle, you know. And, you know, we discussed, you know, what about doctors, right? Should doctors be tested for being fatigued? Right? You know, you got a surgeon working on you. Now, most of the surgeons I know are some of the healthiest group of individuals. They work out, they exercise, etc. But, I mean, you wonder why, you know, what would be the explanation for 4,000 doctor mistakes being done? What would be an explanation for what we just heard was going on in multiple California hospitals? Or do mistakes always happen? You know, like on construction sites and doctor's offices and hospitals, do mistakes always happen? And it just, you know, now they're being reported. You know, maybe 10,000 mistakes were being done each year, and we've got it down to 4,000. You know, what is supposed to be the average amount of human error? You know, we as doctors, we're trained you can't error, ever. You have to be 100% all the time. Doesn't make sense that we're told that we got to be 100% all the time, especially when we were doing 36-hour shifts and we were half asleep. That, to me, was hypocritical. But, no, you just don't make a mistake. That's not an option. And if you do make a mistake, you come forward immediately so we could correct it. You know, I was putting in a femoral line. It was good. I got the femoral line in, but he did start to bleed a little bit and put some pressure on it. I called the hospital that we were sending him to because, our hospital was full and he had to be shipped to Kingman. Called the doctor and I said, look, you know, I got some pressure on it, but he is bleeding a little bit. I inserted the femoral line. Didn't think I nicked anything, but something could have gotten nicked. She's like, don't worry. It happens all the time. You got pressure on it. You did, you know, so I it wouldn't be a mistake. I mean, sometimes there are consequences that happen. Patient did great. Patient was fine. It wasn't a big deal as it turned out. I was, you know, always worried. Okay, well, what if it doesn't stop bleeding, you know, but it did. And, you know, I look back at that and I tell medical students, you know, I go, after you put in a line, watch. just in case something could have gotten nicked as you fed it through, right? And luckily he did good. But even if, you know, some people, they go, well, you know, why did you make the call? Why don't you wait? No, it's nothing, so you don't have to announce it to everybody. I wanted to announce it to everybody. All right? I wanted to make sure people knew I had somebody coming in that had a little bit of bleeding under the skin. And God forbid it went worse to just be, that be the first thing you look at after transport. So hell yeah, I let people know. Right? They were actually kind of shocked that I did. They're like, it's okay, don't worry about it. I'm like, I know, I want you to just make sure you watch it, you know, and it was good. So, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I was always at 100%. I told you about the one mistake I made, which actually turned out to save the person's life, the woman who was very nauseated in the ER when I was dealing with a gunshot wound. And she had a UTI, a bladder infection, so I needed to get, you know, her done and fast because I had to deal with a gunshot wound. So as she's leaving, she's like, doctor, I'm really nauseous. Give me something for nausea. So I go 5 milligrams of Compazine to the nurse. And she goes, make it, you know, I really need a lot. So I go 10 milligrams of Compazine. Well, I usually don't like to give 10 milligrams of Compazine to somebody who's only about 110 pounds. But I did because she, you know, wanted something for the nausea. She was only nauseous. Well, that 10 milligrams Compazine threw her into her second heart attack. We had no idea she had a heart attack the night before, neither did she. But because she went into her second one right in front of us, we were able to catch that she had a heart attack the night before. We're able to ship her to Phoenix. She was able to get catheterized and she lived. So that increased dose of Compazine, which I usually don't do, saved the woman's life. But that's just one of those mistakes that actually ends up being good. So, you know, like I said, to protect against doctor errors, you be diligent. Don't worry about them thinking you're a pain in the butt. I would rather you be a pain in the butt and still hold on to the correct kidney or the correct limb than not being a pain in the butt and being all sweet and having a surgical error done on you. All right? You speak up. That's all I can say. And if you have nobody, if you can't speak up, have somebody there that could speak up for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A report out saying 84% of workers admit to coming to work sick. All right? Most employees come to work when they're sick. Well, duh, you know, people need money, and it's a shame because then they get everybody else sick. They say compounding the problem, almost half of the workers take no precautions to avoid direct contact with others in the form of shaking hands, fist bumps, etc. And they don't warn their coworkers of their illness because they don't want to get sent home for being sick. More than 4 out of 5 of employed adults admit to having gone to work while sick, according to a survey of nearly 3,000 U.S. adults 18 or over. This was sponsored by Cintas Corporation, which provides first aid and safety solution to businesses. They call this practice presenteeism. All right. Some of the employees did say that they did try to cover their mouth. They did try to use hand sanitizer, sneeze, coughing, etc. They say other common preventative measures taken by the workers surveyed reporting sick to duty included bringing their own medication to work. 54% of them did that. 34% said they regularly wiped down their workspace. But unfortunately, this is the time of year where flu is rampant. Colds, coughs, bronchitis, pneumonias, you know. So this is the time when, you know, you really don't want your coworker coming in sick because they're going to make you sick. But you have a lot of people that aren't going to be upfront with that because if they don't have sick leave or any more sick leave, you know, then, cause this is the time of year when most sick leave has already been used up, you know, and I tell my staff that I'm like, you know, look guys, cause I know, you know, Mondays when people call in, you know, they have to go out of town and then, oh, their car got stuck so they can't get back into town. Mondays are always the day that my staff call in, always. And I'm like, look, guys, you know, I mean, you're, you know, don't use up your sick leave because, you know, December is going to be a rough sick month. And then, unfortunately, they try to come in sick and I got to kick them out. I got to say, no, I can't let you let, you know, I can't let you get, you know, the patients or coworkers sick. So just keep in mind. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out saying IQ tests cannot really discern what a person's intelligence is. Now, we have for years talked about, oh, he has a high IQ. Oh, he has a high IQ. She has a high IQ. I've never had an IQ test, so I've always wanted one because, you know, I thought an IQ test would then prove I was smart. Never had a chance to take one. Apparently, this is a study that looked at 100,000 participants. It was conducted by Adrian M. Owen and Adam Hampshire from Western Brains and Mind Institute in London, and Roger Highfield, Director of External Affairs, Medical. Anyway, they did an online study open to anyone around the world, and researchers asked respondents to complete 12 cognitive tests looking at memory, reasoning, attention, and planning abilities, as well as a survey about their background and lifestyle habits. The results show that when a wide range of cognitive abilities are explored, the observed variations in performance can only be explained with at least 3 distinct components: the short-term memory, reasoning, and verbal component. No one component or IQ explained everything. So they say the scientists used a brain scanning technique known as functional MRI, your functional magnetic resonance imaging, to show that these differences in cognitive ability map into distinct circuits in the brain. With so many respondents, the results also provided a wealth of new information about factors like age, gender, and the tendency to play computer games influence our brain function. They say regular brain training did not help people's cognitive performance at all, yet aging had a negative effect on memory and reasoning. Well, duh. They say, intriguingly, people who regularly play computer games did perform significantly better in terms of reasoning and short-term memory. Smokers performed poorly on short-term memory and the verbal factors, while people who frequently suffer from anxiety perform badly on the short-term memory. So I guess what they're saying is, if you want to look at somebody in terms of intelligence, you want to look at their ability to, you know, reason, memory, planning, etc. And a video game person could do very, very well on these intelligence tests. And so IQ, from what I'm understanding, is just not enough. And so you can't just take an IQ test, and if a person does well on that, call it that they're brilliant. That's what I guess they're trying to say. All right, so I don't feel bad if I didn't take an IQ test. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I think we're all smart. Honestly, anybody who chooses to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, to me, already is smarter than the herd. Because, I mean, look at your choice in radio. All right? Obviously, you got brains. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Merck says niacin drug has failed a large trial. Many of you have been put on niacin for triglycerides, for cholesterol lowering, and niacin usually doesn't get studied because it's not a part of a pharmaceutical, you know, if a pharmaceutical company doesn't own it or doesn't have a product or it doesn't, you know, can't own an over-the-counter, you really don't see a lot of studies. Well, the reason why we were able to study niacin is because there was a pharmaceutical company years ago that tried to put niacin into a pharmaceutical, and they were successful, Niaspan. Well, it looks like Merck has been trying to do another study now with niacin. They announced on Thursday that a combination of niacin and another medicine failed to protect against heart attacks and strokes in a large clinical trial, and that the company is no longer going to pursue approval of the combination drug. So that was a lot of money down the drain, unfortunately. The trial, which followed more than 25,000 patients over 4 years, also found a statistically significant increase in the number of patients who suffered serious harm, although none of the events were fatal. The patients studied were taking statins. So my guess is they were on a statin-niacin combo, which we knew was in the making. All right. And unfortunately, they were not able to find good results. And from what I understand, adverse effects. Merck's drug called Tredepative combined an extended release version of niacin with lorlatinib, a medicine intended to reduce facial flushing in patients, one of niacin's more inconvenient side effects. Now, the flushing people get from niacin, many cardiologists ask you to live with it. They say take some aspirin, take the niacin with maybe some applesauce, but the effects of niacin are so beneficial that if you could live with the side effects of the flushing, please do. So Merck tried to come up with a medication that would allow you to take niacin plus an anti-flusher. Apparently, Tredepative is sold in 40 countries, including Europe, but it did not win approval in 2008 by the FDA in the United States. Merck said it was recommending that doctors not start new patients on the drugs. The company said it would work closely with regulatory agencies to understand the results and determine the next steps. Last year, a study of more than 3,000 patients by the National Institutes of Health found that Niaspan offered no benefit over the use of statins alone. All right, so, you know, this idea of using niacin is starting to weaken. Now, do I have some patients that benefit? Oh, absolutely. I have two patients. They're on high-dose niacin. Their cardiologist put them on high-dose niacin. It scares me a little bit, but their cholesterol is perfect, so nobody wants to take them off. I'm letting the cardiologist take this over, and I'm like, all right, as long as you aren't having any problems. But now that we have another study showing that niacin is not going to work, But what I'm happy about is that a pharmaceutical company is trying to investigate some of these things that are over the counter. I can't tell you how many of you come in, say, doctor, I don't want to take any of the statin medications or the pharmaceuticals. I'm going to take niacin. It's over the counter and it works. Okay, well, how do you know it works? Remember, we don't have long-term studies on many of these over-the-counter medications. So when a pharmaceutical company tries to play around with it, you know, at least we're getting some research done. And Merck probably lost a hell of a lot of money, you know, going into the studies and the trials and development, you know, and I know, I'm not that I want you all to feel sorry for Merck, but this is why pharmaceuticals are so expensive. All right, for every winner drug, for every jackpot, the average is 70 drugs don't make it. And that's I think, being conservative. So, I mean, you spend millions upon millions of dollars trying to research, develop, study, and get through a drug. And they're saying now they got to pull the plug on this one. Merck shares fell more than 3 to 4% in trading yesterday. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one thing we need to concentrate on as we have our, aging population is palliative care. Now, a study came out saying palliative care has improved the quality of life for seniors. I don't think we have enough of it. But it also has decreased the reduction in emergency room visits and depression among elderly patients. These were researchers at Hebrew Rehab Center and Institute for Aging Research. Now, palliative care is supposed to decrease pain, nausea, and fatigue in patients that are suffering from cancer or serious illness. Now, we know palliative care does improve quality end of life, but I don't think we do enough studies, and I don't think we have enough facilities. We don't. You know, the nursing homes have gotten a bad rap, and we're going to start seeing more and more need of these nursing homes. Now, when I was on Andy Dean's show on America Now, you know, we were discussing how some of these homes, or we call them like halfway facilities, where it's part apartment, part, senior center, you know, they're really happening places. There's always activities. The meals are regular. They're always being watched. They're never left alone. And I think these people do better. Yes, they could be kind of costly for the family, But I think some of these places are really stepping up and, I told my husband, you know, if God forbid, you know, he leaves me, tell the kids, you know, to put me in one of those places because it's happening. He's like, you just want to meet another man. And I'm like, no, I want to play bingo. I love bingo, right? And being able to knock everybody out of the ballpark with that, that'd be fun. Unfortunately, a lot of people undergo in hospice, you know, they don't get to be in, you know, some of these halfway homes. But, the palliative care is something that I think we need to definitely start, honing in some of our resources on, because we need to do a lot for our seniors who are starting to leave us, but leaving us not so easily. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. All right, so they say mealworms may be the next high-protein food source. Yeah, we're talking about beetle larvae. Researchers in the Netherlands used three factors, land usage, energy needs, and greenhouse gas emissions to compare the environmental impact of mealworm farms to chicken, pork, beef, or milk farms. And they think it's going to be a friendly alternative to meat. Compared to the other types of farming, mealworm farming produced more edible protein using the same amount of land and less energy. Are you kidding me? I am not going to sink my teeth into a mealworm. This study is in the journal Plus One. The same team of researchers previously found that mealworms produce less greenhouse gases than other meat-producing animals. I don't care. I want my meat. Since the population of our planet keeps growing and the amount of land and earth is limited, a more efficient and more sustainable system of food production is needed. Are you kidding me? They say now for the first time it has been shown that mealworms and possibly other edible insects can aid in achieving such a system. I will pass. I'll become a vegetarian before I eat mealworms. Thank you. All right. The NRA has come out. And even though they have felt, you know, just as shocked as we are and sorry for the massacre that happened last week, they are. According to Reuters, the powerful U.S. gun rights lobby went on the offensive Friday, arguing that schools should have armed guards on a day that Americans are remembering the victims of Newtown, Connecticut. They say the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with the gun, says Wayne LaPierre, chief executive of the National Rifle Association. He notes that banks and airports are patrolled by armed guards, school are not. They were also discussing in the news, they're like, how come guns are okay for the president? How come the president can be armed with, you know, guns and surrounded by people that are armed with guns, but our kids can't? They say his remarks, in which he charged at the news media and violent video games shared blame for the second deadliest school shooting in the U.S. history, were twice interrupted by protesters who unfurled signs and shouted, "Stop the killing." Now, LaPierre, who is chief executive of the NRA, urged lawmakers to station armed police officers in all schools by the time students return for Christmas break. He did not take questions from reporters. This is what I've been saying. I know people think the NRA is crazy, but this is what I've been saying. Okay? All this talk on gun control that Congress wants to do after they come back from break in session is not going to make me feel secure come January 7th. Yet you telling me we have an armed guard there, I am extremely happy with. When we dropped off our kids at school real early this morning, we saw an armed guard there. I told him, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. And he was glad to do it. You know, what if we don't get to, you know, put armed guards there? I mean, are parents going to take things into their own hands? I think so. I can't tell you how many parents or listeners have talked to me saying, the heck with that, then I'm going to stand guard. I'm a concealed carry. I'll be there. I mean, if nobody's going to protect our kids, I want to make sure our kids are good. Okay? I'm not working anyway. I might as well stand there. I mean, that, you know, we're going to have parents take shifts. I think that could get a little out of hand. I really do. So, you know, the NRA has brought that up. And, of course, it's going to be all in the news today. All the NRA is crazy and they're delirious and all that. But, again, I mean, what is going to protect our kids and make us feel safe? You know, in Michigan, 33 schools were closed today. They were worried because of the doomsday, Armageddon, or whatever was supposed to happen today on December 21. Schools closed because they didn't know if there was going to be any more killings. You know, there's been all these threats and all these crazy things going on because people thought the end of the world was supposed to happen today. So they just shut down school. Now, we shouldn't be afraid. Our kids should be able to go to school. But we need something more than our teachers being human shields. That's not fair to them. If a teacher wants to be armed, let her or let him. If they don't, fine. Have an armed guard there. Have somebody that has no problem, you know, taking somebody down. We were talking about yesterday with the Oregon mall shooting that the media kept it quiet, that there was a 22-year-old who was a concealed carry that actually was the one that got the Oregon shooter to stop shooting. He pulled his weapon on him. He didn't shoot because he didn't think he had a clean shot. But the guy saw him with the weapon. Then he decided to kill himself. All right? I have to agree with the NRA. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Thank God for our police. Thank God for our National Guard. Thank God for our military. This is going to get really ugly over the next few months. My only problem is while we're discussing and debating and contemplating, the world is watching this, whereas many schools in other countries like Israel, they're armed. All right? We look weak. We look weak. Oh, no, we can't have any guns near our children. How do the schools in Israel do it? And they do it fine. How do our military schools do it? Well, somebody wrote on my Facebook that one of the armed security guards could go rogue. And now we put somebody with a gun right next to our children. Now, I could understand. I mean, you know, this world is crazy. I get that. I mean, a police officer could go rogue. I mean, I understand that. But I'm not even going to think about that being a possibility. I think there's more non-professionals that will decide to enter a school campus and start shooting or stabbing or driving with their car trying to hit a bunch of kids than there would with, an armed guard deciding to go rogue. All right. But it's not an easy answer. This is an extremely passionate topic because we are all still crying. I was watching X Factor yesterday and they had done, they had done a tribute. Well, I think it was supposed to be the X Factor from Wednesday, but I T-voted it. And, so they were doing a tribute to the people who died and they listed the names. And of course we started crying. I mean, you know, in theory, if there were no guns and no knives and no way for our kids to be hurt, that could be a perfect world. But no, there's knives, there's guns, there's cars, there's people's hands. I mean, there's a whole variety of ways kids could get hurt. And I feel like we need somebody who could stop them. And so we'll see what happens. But the NRA had spoken today. All right. Also in medical news today, they say family meals may actually help getting your children to eat healthy. Children eat more fruits and vegetables when families sit down to dine together. This is another one of those boo studies. I mean, of course, my kids will just eat pizza and burgers if I'm not looking. Health authorities such as the World Health Organization recommend eating 5 80-gram portions of fruits and vegetables a day. That's huge. 5 a day to promote health and prevent disease. England's Department of Health has a $128 million campaign to promote eating 5 portions a day, but the program does not directly address behavior at family meal time. So researchers looked at 2,300 elementary school. They found children whose families said they always ate a family meal together consumed 125 grams worth of fruit and vegetables and those that never ate a meal together. Now, I mean, that's true. I mean, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, we ate together. We waited for dad to come home. We all ate. And since my mom never seasoned the meat, I really didn't discern between the vegetables and the meat, so I had a fairly easy time eating the vegetables. Love my mom, but she doesn't season food. Now, with me, you know, knowing that a lot of the calories we consume at dinner time convert to fat, I like to eat a very small dinner. I'll sit with the kids, right? And I'll try not to look at the food too much, and I'll have a very small dinner because I need to try to keep my weight in check. I got a long way to go. But they will. I mean, if I don't tell them to eat the vegetables, they won't do it. One of the kids does. He likes salad. But, you know, for cauliflower or broccoli, nah, it's like pulling teeth. So, interesting study, common sense nonetheless. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the way home. Make sure you be safe, and tomorrow we'll be tuning in at 10 a.m. Pacific time for y'all. God bless.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.